From inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. On Monday, agents with the Lee County Drug Task Force and deputies with the Lee County Sheriff's Office served an arrest warrant on 41-year-old Jesse Adamio of Hobbs. According to reports, Adamio was wanted for felon in possession of a firearm of an investigation that was begun by the Lee County Sheriff's Office. The investigation has now been turned over to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. The New Mexico Department of Health reports that 6 COVID-19-related deaths in Eddy County last week brought the total of deaths to that county to 211 since the agency began counting deaths. The agency also reports that a female in her 50s from Eddy County died on Tuesday. The individual was hospitalized and had underlying conditions, making it the 212th death in Eddy County. The health department also reported on Tuesday 39 new cases of the COVID in Eddy County, 12 in Lee County, 14 in Lincoln, and 10 in Chavis County. Eddy County Treasurer Lori Pruitt announced that the property tax auction scheduled for today has been postponed by the state of New Mexico and has not been rescheduled. And she also warns that if anyone contacts you saying that your property is going to be sold, do not give them any money or sign any documents. The Lee County Communications Authority has visited 4 of the 5 communities in their efforts to manage their dispatch centers at no cost to those communities. In Tatum, Mayor-elect Amy Gutierrez feels City Council should closely look at the deal before signing on the dotted line.
And as a prior dispatcher, I know the ins and outs and coming, and it is unique. We are not a PSAP. So a PSAP is going to be primary. So that's 911, that's LCCA, and we are secondary. But we do field a lot of calls from our local residents. And so I think being from far away, I think I would just like to, you know, hear some more information about where we're at.
The issue will be on their agenda at the next city council meeting. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.